you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't know if anybody buy this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever, whatever you're wearing, whatever you're drinking, whatever you're smoking, whatever you're eating, whatever you're popping, whatever you're shoving up your butt, we don't care as long as you're listening and you're enjoying yourself. We're going to be here for the and scream and yell along also. Fire up your anger. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, slinging the e-turds at the right and taking on general conservative fuckwattery. And we are fuckwad full in this country these days. Thanks for joining us. We'll tell you all about our social medias and all that bullshit in a minute. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and I was just chatting on Facebook with Kelly the Voice and listener, I'll just say his initials, JL. By the way, happy birthday, JL. It was just his birthday, and we were discussing how Trump's gonna suck off the corpse of Billy Graham when he's laid for viewing, if he's going to, you think he's going to do that? I mean, he might as well, right?
I hope he's face up.
No, or face down. He doesn't care. I'm going to treat you like a Krispy Kreme donut.
I'm going to cuddle you like a body pillow.
You think Mike
He's
Pence?
A little cold. A little cold, a little stiff, but I don't care. He's tremendous. No, he's not going to. He doesn't even want to go. Nipples.
They're going to be like, you got to go to Billy Graham's funeral. He's going to be like, oh, fuck.
Ivanka, hold my hair back while I blow him.
Can't I sit here and watch Mika?
Yes.
And hate watch, Mika.
Yeah, hate watch.
Join us during the show. Tweet us, I mean. You can drive here to Pensacola. Well, don't join us during the show. But, you know, join us. Stand outside. Look through the window. It's on the social media. We are at Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also sling us a message over at our Facebook page at facebook.com/crabdiving, where all the cool kids hang out and smoke and drink.
No, that's
stuff.
Right. I'm just throwing up promos.
Oh, it sounded like you were.
No. I'm late getting my shit together.
Like you were shooting
so throughout
things.
The show, I'm going to be, scheduling promos and things like that. So if you happen to hear any keys clicking, that's just me
that's
trying
right.
to get
Kate
people
was lax.
To listen to our fucking show.
Kate was lax today and not doing her producer duties. Like I said, at Crab Diving One Word, don't forget if you want to help us out on with a little shekel action, you can buy shit through our Amazon page at, you know, whenever I talk like this, I'm
you know,
wrestling with computer fuck water.
We gotta talk about that a little bit because, hey, Amazon, listen, you motherfuckers, you get out of this fucking NRA shit and this gun shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Are they showing NRA TV or something
I thought
like
they
that?
Said, I saw last night they were talking about dropping it,
damn.
But that they haven't officially announced it. Like it's gone from their listing. Well,
right.
I'll find out about that. But in
Jeff
the meantime,
Bezos, you know,
make them pay for our shit.
Get it together, dickhead.
Make them give us some money for yelling about them. At
right.
Go to our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid, baby.
Just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media.
That's right. Hey, and by the way, also, fuck you to YouTube. All that Nazi hate shit that you allow on your You know what I mean? Like, we've talked about this before, but...
Well, they're cracking down now, and that's why the conservatives are squealing piggy squeals all over.
Right.
Because they're cracking down, and a lot of that shit... I've got a story a little bit later, as soon as my stuff opens here.
Fuck technology, too, man. Fuck it.
Oh, speaking of that, apologies for last week's bullshit.
Yeah.
We had some issues with our web host taking... Kind of a little bit of a long time.
You know what's interesting? It started after you tweeted them.
Oh, I think that might have worked. That might have helped. Yeah, because it was like instantly, I talked to them over 4 days, 4 chats, and each time I was reassured, oh, well, I don't know why this hasn't been taken care of. I reassure you, we'll get this right away. And then it would be literally nothing. Crickets, crickets.
Yes.
And then I would have the exact same conversation right. in chat. Well, did you upload this to this place? Yes. Did you do this and do this? Yes.
Right,
can't you
right.
read the fucking ticket where it says that?
Next time, just tweet them. We tweeted.
Finally, I was like, okay, we'll tweet them. Ryan said, tweet them.
Right.
And I was like, fuck it. So I tweeted and said, hey, listeners, you know, if you want to, I know you want to listen to us on iTunes, because the problem with our website, iTunes can't read the feed off of our website if there's some bullshit going on. And so our show didn't update on iTunes for 3 or 4 days. And I appreciate all the comments we got and all the questions, because that means people are listening.
Yeah.
They're missing the shows being on. So Putin, thanks to all of you who...
Yeah, Putin and the little Russian bots didn't hack us. It was just crappy customer service from you-know-who, so...
Listen. It took so long. I mean, I kind of get the problem, but the problem that happened, I understand that and why it happened, but the response to the problem was solely inadequate. Maybe if they all had guns.
Right. And
it
also,
would have been better.
We've
over
been good
there
customers to these people service. For a long time, right? For a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it, guys. If they all had guns, I'm sorry. I stepped on your
head. No, that's okay. Let's see what's going on in the headlines this lovely Monday. It's beautiful. No flow Monday here.
Yay.
In Northern Florida on the Redneck Riviera. You can smell all the dead fish.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the crab diving bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, February 26th, 2018.
The year of our motherfucking Lord.
This is Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, yeah. A whole show. Come on.
No. We're going to be here for the next... thanks for joining us. These are your headlines, everybody. I'm mixing up my promos in my brain.
Oh, yes.
I usually play a clip after that. Why isn't that playing? These things are going.
He is a cowardly, degenerate sack of anti-human trash.
You're a cowardly sack of trash.
Over to the commie pinko liberal.
Bait.
HuffPost.
Yes.
The headline there says.
Yes.
Don't forget crabdiving.com/.
Right, right. I can't believe Alex Jones lost custody of his children. I mean, that's just lunacy.
Well, he still has joint custody.
Ooh, that's a mistake.
So the kids are only going to be fucked up half the time.
Right. Just he doesn't need kids.
The headline, sure enough, I hope they have the clip here. Oh, but I'm going to, no offense, HuffPo. I'm not going to play your clip off of the HuffPo. Because it probably has some stupid fucking music underneath it that it doesn't need. You know, when a lot of these clips, when people are talking and shit, you don't need to put some incidental music in the background.
Right.
We're not watching fucking some Hollywood movie.
Who do you think you guys are over there? Philip fucking Glass.
And it's usually like not great music. That, you know, I mean, it's not to match the... The theme, it doesn't match. The music doesn't match.
Or should it match? It's just not interesting. You know, like Sondheim, his music was always in opposition to the fucking mood. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So it was interesting.
Sweeney Todd.
Right.
Watch that shit, man.
Company. That's a good one.
I've never seen or heard come
from. Oh my God, it's fucking great. That's back when Sondheim was
theater nerds.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's just a bunch of people bitching about being married.
Donald Trump, you may have heard of him, was speaking today in front of a herd of governors.
Oh, Donald Trump. He's our Nazi chwunt racist mm-hmm. president. That's right. Oh, and he kind of rapes. He's a rapey guy.
And, he was speaking in front of these, the governors and he was talking about, you know, these problems we have with these guns, with these killings and everything. He did say that he's getting rid of the bump stocks. Those are gone. We're getting rid of those. Those are like a machine gun. He's right. They turn it into a machine gun and we don't have those. So we're going to get rid of those.
Yeah. He sounded nuts, man.
And then I think he said something like, if Congress doesn't do it, he's going to do it himself. He can't. You're not king, you fucker. God damn it. Somebody tell him. You think after a year of this shit, he would have realized that he's not the fucking Führer.
But the problem is, it's everyone, the Führer, everyone around him that supports this guy thinks he's the Führer. Like Ivanka thinks he's the Führer and they're the royal fucking family. And Jared probably thinks the same fucking thing.
That coffee is really good.
Isn't it good?
By
God
the way.
Damn. Don't mention the evil corporation of whom we bought it.
Usually we, we pinch pennies here at Crab Diving.
That is, though. I mean, that
and was... we mix blends of really good, nice coffee that people gift us.
We suffer so we can do a podcast.
We cut it with shitty coffee to make it last longer.
We sound like Heisenberg.
And then
I'm gonna cut that coffee, baby.
Not that it's not good, but this was a case where Ryan just made the good coffee, and
it's
really a marked difference,
right? And that that good coffee for a big can of it's like $6 at the goddamn dollar store.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Yeah,
buy some shit from Amazon and let us buy a little bit better coffee.
Yeah.
Trump was talking to these dudes.
Fuck you.
And, well, here's the clip that's part of the headline. Donald Trump.
All right. The way they performed was, frankly, disgusting.
He's talking about the sheriffs, which I don't even know that we still know the whole story, but the guys that kind of hung outside when they first got to Parkland and they heard that there was an active shooter with an assault weapon wearing body armor. And and they didn't run right in.
Yeah, listen, here's how I understand it. Now, here's the caveat. I'm a ninny snowflake, little hippie, fuck, twunt liberal, and I don't like guns. But what I understand is that these cops, we have guns now that outgun the police. So they can't protect us from these fucking weapons of mass destruction.
Well, one of the teen activists, you know, the new adults in the room.
Yes.
She said, I don't fault those guys at all. Even tactically, you should wait for the SWAT team who are similarly armed. So, you know, is that guy really a big weenie to go in with his pistol to try to take out someone in body armor with an assault weapon? The whole point is, if there's no assault weapon, it's an even playing field.
It's like Trump is never going to understand anything about anything because he's a twunt.
So that's what he's talking about. You know, it's disgusting with these. He's upset at these allegedly cowardly sheriffs that waited to go in.
Right.
He thinks it's easy that, you know, you just walk in there and like it's fucking Call of Duty. You just wherever you aim, you instantly hit and shoot whatever you want and kill them.
You're good at those video games. Do you think you would have been able to take this guy out?
No.
I mean, I don't know.
You've shot a gun?
Yeah, but once. I sucked
and you
at it.
And you stood and I took deep breaths and aimed and held. You took your time.
I don't know why
between each shot. Imagine if that target was moving and you were running to try to avoid being shot yourself. Try to hit somebody in the face because that's where you got to hit him.
I aimed for the face, but I hit the dick.
Or be lucky and hit him in a good spot in the dick where the the armor meets. And
it bounced off his shaft.
you hit him in the crotch between where the body armor is and shut. But I mean, it's just, it ain't easy. It ain't easy. And Malcolm Nance was on telly today, and he was talking about how, you know, he's a counterintelligence officer, and he said that he went through, they had to go through a couple of weeks of like SWAT training and stuff like that. And he goes, it's not like the video games. It's not. Like it's the video games.
Like the thing about having a gun at your house, that one time we went shooting, it really, I've never been a gun guy, you know, and I've never considered owning a weapon. But definitely after my experience in shooting, I'm not going to. Because if I'm not supposed to store my gun loaded, if someone breaks in, I'm going to say, listen, I'm going to need you to hang out for 45 minutes till I get the goddamn bullets in the fucking clip.
That was loading the magazine. It was a little tough.
Hey, NRA, let me ask you something. It sucks to load your fucking guns. You guys make a shitty product.
No, just that gun.
Just that gun?
And the NRA, well, I was going to say the NRA doesn't make them, but they represent the people that
What am I doing trying to get them to make better guns now? I sound insane.
That was like a Fisher-Price...
Oh, okay.
9mm.
So if I accidentally shot you with it, it wouldn't hurt?
Well, no, of course not. But I'm just saying it's one of the easiest to wield and
deal with. That sucks.
Yeah, you saw those Dirty Harry guns that were sitting right next to it that we could have shot.
They didn't even tell us how to load the fucking gun.
Well,
they didn't tell me anything.
Well, I knew how to do that.
And I could barely get the fucking bullets in the clip. It sucked. You know, I got a gun. I got a potato gun here. If anybody, you know, I keep that shit loaded. Oh, yes. No, I don't. Those are dangerous.
Some smelly rotten potato inside a PVC pipe in the corner.
When I was a kid, my dad made a potato gun out of PVC pipe.
Well, see, there you go.
An igniter that you would find on a barbecue grill. And what you would do is there was a chamber. You'd squirt aerosol into the chamber. You'd stuff the potato into the PVC pipe. And then you'd twist the igniter. Right, it didn't sound like that. That fucker, that was no joke. That potato gun could kill
somebody, dangerous.
Dude. You gotta ban those.
They
might be banned.
I think potato guns maybe.
Well, I'm speaking in hyperbole. Then. I'm just kidding about.
Well, I think
that
the statute
story.
Of limitations may have
the potato gun.
Expired on your dad building a potato shooter of mass destruction.
The thing is, like, you put the potato in the tip of the PVC pipe, then you have to shove it in there with a broom handle and make sure you get your fucking face out of the way. It's hard. It's difficult.
Here's our president.
Performed was frankly disgusting. They were listening to what was going on. The one in particular, he was early. Then you had three others that probably a similar deal a little bit later, but a similar kind of a thing.
What the fuck?
You know, I really believe you don't know until you test it. But I think I really believe I'd run in there even if I didn't have a weapon.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I don't want to get into this yet. Just one second.
How are you? Go ahead.
He sounds so fucking stupid. A similar thing, a kind of a deal.
It's because he doesn't know what he's talking.
He
uses the words of a 4-year old. No offense to 4-year olds.
Is your coffee still hot? Will you throw it in my face and wake me
no.
up?
If it was that cheap shit, I would, but this is good stuff.
Oh, yeah. When I open my eyes, Obama's going to be president and nobody's going to be fucking with anything.
You know, I really believe you don't know until you test it, but I think I really believe I'd run in there even if I didn't have a weapon. And I think most of the people in this room would have done that too.
A room full of governors. Right.
Oh, yeah.
They're all going to Rambo it up with their 3-piece suit on.
Right.
Why? And nor would we expect them to.
No, you know, former governor and our current secretary of nuclear weapons, Rick Perry, sure would. He would run in there. He'd jazz run in there like he did in Dancing with the Stars. Yeah. Paula Page would run in there. Chris Christie would
amble. Slowly, yeah.
You think Chris Christie would have rushed in there?
No, Chris Christie doesn't rush anywhere.
He doesn't go anywhere.
People in this room would have done that too, because I know most of you. But the way they performed was really a disgrace.
That's the headline at the HuffPo. Trump brags, "I'd confront the shooter without a gun."
I would have flown in. You know, I can fly, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. So wait, what are we supposed to do now with these deputies? Do we all shame them? Why is he flinging his evil flying monkey energy at them?
Because the sheriff's a Democrat and they want him out.
Are you kidding me?
No.
God damn.
There's a new witch hunt going on for that sheriff there.
Oh my God.
Who interestingly enough happens to be a Democrat. He's the one that confronted that shit hag Dana Loesch.
You're a shit hag.
During that town hall about guns.
I mean, this is just bananas. I don't know what it's like to... Have you ever been in a firefight?
No.
I mean,
I played laser tag.
Oh, God. Oh, that's similar, right? You know, I wasn't allowed... My mom never allowed me to do this, but I had some... I think it was in middle school, some redneck friends down the street, and they used to put some goggles on and some down coats, big, thick coats.
And shoot each other with BB guns?
Yeah.
Oh.
Why? Did you do that? How did you?
Sure.
Oh, man. I don't know. To be fair,
not
I don't know.
Wise.
Yeah, I don't know if my mom told me I couldn't do that. I think I just didn't do that. I just think I went home. I might have lied and said, my mom won't let me do that.
Not a lot.
I don't want to shoot anybody.
There were a couple times in the winter where the BB guns might have come out with the big parkas on.
My fucking neighbor, when I was growing up, shot my dog in the fucking foot with a fucking BB gun.
Uncool.
Man, I wonder if I can find out who that guy is.
In my defense,
they
were really weak at BB guns.
Yeah, yeah.
I had a better BB gun, but I didn't take that one out
right
to play with a lot. That was like for target shooting.
I can almost remember.
That was a CO2 cartridge.
Oh, yeah,
one.
Yeah. God, this guy, his name started with a C. I can almost remember his fucking name, the guy that shot my dog with a BB gun. And they were like, my parents called the cops on the guy. And they're like, why did you shoot dogs? He was in our yard.
So?
I was like, what the fuck?
All right.
It's a little mutt.
Come stand in my yard for a second, please.
Hey, we got to ban these BB guns, too. They suck.
The headline over at the HuffPost says, Trump, who cited bone spurs to avoid military service, claims he would have fought off the Parkland shooter without a weapon.
With what? Your little doorbell dick?
Unreal.
I mean...
That's our president. President. You know, you can't tell me that the Trump cult is so deluded that there are actually people out there who buy that. I'll bet there are. I'll bet there's people out there who are like,
absolutely.
I believe the president would have done that.
Oh, God.
He's a wonderful, brave man. Not like that Negro that was in there before.
Put yourself in that situation. Just think about what it would be like. That you're standing outside of the building. I imagine you can hear this fucking gun going off. You don't have anything.
Right.
You've got your
9mm, probably. The same thing we had, similar to what we had.
You're a 70-year-old politician. You know,
oh, I thought you meant
treasonous.
The sheriff guy.
Yeah. And Trump, you know, no offense. Well, plenty of offense. You're kind of a coward. You know, you're grabbing pussies. Well, you're forcing yourself on women. I'm supposed to believe you're going to give the ultimate sacrifice?
Over at the Ross story, it says, internet buries Trump's fantasies about being able to stop Parkland shooter.
Right.
And it's just a bunch of tweets. One guy said, motherfucker, you're afraid of stairs.
Right.
Remember that? He was like, I had to hold Theresa May's hands because we were going downstairs and I don't like stairs.
You held the hand of an old English woman to go downstairs,
right,
dude. You're gonna rush a guy with an assault weapon?
Another tweet says Trump can't walk 300 feet unassisted. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but spare us the heroic fantasies.
You see that? You see that fuck nut crawling up the hill at the golf course?
There's another... widely shared was the clip of the eagle sitting on the perch next to him when he was shooting that commercial or whatever. And the eagle, he reaches toward the drawer and the eagle goes to bite him and he scoots away, which I understand because eagles are badass.
They are birds of fucking prey. Mm-hmm. I'm doing the same goddamn thing. Was the eagle going for his taco bowl or something? You remember the taco bowl?
Yeah, yeah.
What a fuckhead.
Right. Another person says this is from a person who doesn't want to visit the United Kingdom because he's afraid to see people peacefully protesting against him.
Yeah. I mean,
people shared the clips from Monty Python of the king yelling, run away, run away.
I mean, this guy, he's afraid of sharks. I mean, I'm afraid of sharks. He's sitting in bed with Stormy Daniels after he blew his load inside of her bareback raw, complaining about sharks. That's not a good example, but
a lot of 5'10" bone spur deferment comments.
Yeah.
but he's going to run into school. This one just says, LOL, Trump thinks he can run.
Is that on our post on Facebook?
Huh?
Is that our post?
No. Oh, okay, this is just another.
God.
Another comment. So he's being roasted on the internet.
I mean, I know we're not allowed to be surprised by anything he says, but I got to tell you, I read that headline. My immediate thought was, oh, this is The Onion.
It's hard. It's Poe's Law these days.
That was a Schittler. That was a good one. Yeah. I mean, that's insane.
Over at the Drudge Report.
Fuck you.
Let's see what Jizzy Dressland is running as their headline. This is the other headline. This is, I guess, in the Trumpian era, good news?
Yes, with a caveat.
Question mark? Meaning something heinous that the Republicans or Trump or both or all want to do has been thwarted or postponed or something.
Thwarted?
Because that's kind of the good news we can hope for these days. NBC News.
Yes.
Is the link to which Drudge links. Supremes keep dreamers. The headline NBC News. The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday declined to hear the Trump administration's appeal of a federal judge's ruling requiring the government to keep the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program going.
So they're safe. They've been saved by the SCOTUS.
They're not safe, but they are the actual docket itself cannot end on the arbitrary date that Trump chose of March 5th. We don't know why that was the date chosen.
That's nice.
But that was the date that was chosen that it was going to end. It was Trump trying to put a gun to the head of the Congress. So he says, to do something. And he knows his Congress isn't going to do anything. So essentially it was him throwing the raw meat to the asshole, xenophobic, racist, fuckwad base by saying, we're going to launch these kids out.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even understand the whole process. You know, like, when are they safe?
When Democrats win.
Yeah, you're right. You know what? When are we safe? When this dick heads out of office.
Well, and even then, we need to take everything. We need to take the White House, too, because with this dick head out of office, we may have a Handmaid's Tale to deal with for a little while. And then in 2020, get these fuckers the fuck out of there.
I generally fall asleep listening to the Rachel Maddow Show, the podcast version of it. And maybe I dream this, but isn't Pence and there's some isn't there something he's in trouble with, like some kind of funding for something, some bullshit money crap with his campaign or I don't know. Maybe. Hopefully. OK, maybe it's an illusion. Great.
Well, I still don't know how they're going to justify him being the head of the transition team and all the warnings, all the warnings they got about Mike Flynn.
Well, maybe
and he's claiming he didn't know.
Right. Are we supposed to believe that? I mean, come on. Come the fuck on.
That's how he's been on everything. Every scandal. He conveniently doesn't know. Oh, I don't know what's going on.
How's everybody so dysfunctional, but yet they're so evil?
Gazes at Trump's bald spot every time he's standing behind him, lovingly.
Oh, yes. Putin must be just beside himself. He just be like, everybody, again, he must have all his friends, all his advisors around him. They're like, listen, maybe we shouldn't do this whole thing with the bots and then, you know, blackmailing Trump with the compromise to, you know, rig the elections. I think it'll backfire and everything. Putin's just sitting there. See, fuck you guys. I was right. This is going great. Suck my dick.
He didn't win 100% because that would be Trump getting rid of those sanctions. You know, we don't need those. Why don't we be nice to Russia and get rid of those nasty sanctions, all of them that we put on them? He won't implement the new ones that were overwhelmingly voted by Congress, which.
Yes.
Why isn't someone suing him and them to force them to implement that? But.
Yeah, what the fuck is up with that shit?
Well, I think the only people who would have standing are Congress.
Oh, my God.
Our treason complicit Congress.
It's like,
because the Republicans are in charge.
It's like nobody cares. But all the people that care can't do anything.
So SCOTUS saying they're not going to hear this.
Right.
Appeal for the DACA thing. It's that means the lower court
standing lower court decision stays.
Yes.
Which means DHS, the Department of Homeland Security.
Fuck you.
Must continue to accept renewal applications.
Okay.
From 700,000-ish young people currently enrolled in the program. So there you go.
Wow.
So they have to accept renewals now.
Oh, that's good.
They said in a brief order, it's assumed the Court of Appeals will act expeditiously to decide this case.
Yes. I mean, didn't Russia just bomb the shit out of Syria over the weekend or something?
Yeah, there were chemical attacks used too, they think, by somebody, which sounds like Assad.
We got to figure out how to get our country doing the right thing. So when we have refugees coming from a country that are being bombed with chemical weapons, we will feel like we can let women and children in and help them and give them shelter and shit like that.
So what happened was the Republicans, the evil xenophobes, decided to try to skip all the lower courts after they got that one decision.
Yes.
So they went right to SCOTUS. Mm-hmm. And SCOTUS is like, follow the rules. This isn't necessarily that they voted to, against the Trump administration. It's more of a procedural.
It's not that heroic.
Kind of thing. So we got to hope that the appeals court will come up with the right decision also.
It's like the biggest idiots on the planet elected a president.
Pelosi said, Nancy Pelosi, today's Supreme Court action shows that rescinding DACA was not only legally questionable, but also unjust and cruel. The court's action is welcome news, but only Congress can provide the permanent protection our dreamers need and deserve. Exactly.
Yeah, we need Congress to do shit.
Why don't we have a straight up and down vote on a pure DACA deal? Democrats would jump on in a second. The reason is the Republicans like having that gun to the DACA kid's head. And despite Schittler saying it's the Democrats, they don't want to talk about DACA at all. I'm the one trying to save it.
They haven't done anything, the Republicans or Congress. And the White House hasn't either, except the tax bill, right?
Yeah, that's great.
I mean, it's just dysfunction. It's like nothing happens except racist, fucked up executive orders.
The problem is, on January 9th, federal judge in San Francisco,
evil,
ruled in favor of the University of California and its president, former Homeland Security Secretary,
hello,
Janet Napolitano.
Oh, wee.
I didn't know that Janet Napolitano is the head of UC. They sued to keep the program going after Trump administration said in September it would end it within 6 months.
Yay.
The judge said Attorney General Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III. Had wrongly concluded the DACA was put in place without proper legal authority. You know, that's their thing that they were squealing about was that the evil black guy overstepped his bounds by signing the DACA thing to try to protect some people because, you know, Mitch McConnell would never, ever pass anything that Obama had thought was good or that the United States people thought was good for them. As long as he could try to give the finger to the black guy White House.
Finger. What I don't get about this whole opposition to DACA, I mean, if their problem is that they don't think there's something wrong with it procedurally, like how it came about. Okay. So what?
Well, I think they sued at the time and they were told, no, it's okay. He has that authority.
But it's the spirit of DACA is good.
Well, right. And again, they could, in a heartbeat, pass it by itself, pass something that gives these people a path to citizenship. But the Freedom Caucus doesn't want that at all. The Freedom Caucus wants them out.
Yeah.
Kick them out. They're illegals.
God. Louis Gohmert.
So those are your headlines.
Fuck you, boy.
Some sort of good news.
That's good news. Oh man.
Good news.
Right.
The Over the weekend, we found out that the president of Mexico, Enrique Peña Nieto,
hey, fuck you,
el presidente de Mexico, had plans. There was going to be a trip for him to come to the States.
Oh, and, okay.
You know, Trump would hold his hand walking down the stairs, maybe.
Oh, yeah, so jack me off.
Well, supposedly now those plans are gone.
Oh, damn.
Quote, scrapped. This is from the LA Times. After he and President Trump spoke by phone and once again fought over Trump wanting Mexico to pay for the border wall.
Why the fuck? How many times has our fucking president been on the phone with somebody and hangs up in a huff?
Right.
The Australian guy.
Now, let's remember that earlier we have a transcript that was released.
Yes.
Remember of, well, not only the Australian guy, but when he talked to Peña Nieto early on and Trump got pissed off because he was like, look, you guys are just going to have to pay for that wall because I promised everybody. That was basically his argument.
Yeah,
Politically, it'll be a disaster for me. You don't understand. You have to pay for this wall. This is not negotiable. And the Mexicans said, fuck you.
Yeah.
Chingate, puto.
You called us rapists.
Right.
You called us rapists. The reason
puta.
You want the wall is because you're worried about these evil Mexican rapists coming over and raping your fucking white women.
Well, and fuck, why would they pay for the
wall?
I don't
know.
We're not paying for your wall.
Trump, I don't even think, I don't even know what ask they would give you. The smallest thing. I would be like, fuck you. I'm not talking to you. You're racist. You hate Mexicans. Why would I do anything for you?
Trump and Peña Nieto spoke for about 50 minutes the other day, devoted much of the conversation to the wall, according to the Washington Post. According to sources, they said Trump once again insisted that Mexico pay for the wall, and Peña Nieto once again said no.
Okay, but Trump, there's not going to be a motherfucking wall. Nobody's building a wall.
They talked to a Mexican official who said Trump lost his temper. But U.S. officials described him as exasperated.
No.
Which means he was throwing a little hissy fit.
You know how Trump's going to build the wall? I got it. I know he's going to do it. So, well, we're going to have this. Let me explain. We're going to have this Mueller time. All these fucking people in the White House are going to go to jail for the rest of their fucking life. They're going to be put on hard labor, and Trump is going to sit down to the border, and he's going to be laying bricks on that motherfucking wall. That's irony, right? That's like Alanis Morissette irony.
We need to have him build a wall somewhere else.
Yeah.
Or have him tear a wall down somewhere.
Just go away, you fucking dickhead. God.
The Mexican authorities never confirmed the trip, but reports in the Mexican media said that the trip was planned and that it's now fallen through.
No.
Reports say that Peña Nieto's advisors had been closely considering both the potential benefits and pitfalls of such a meeting, since the Mexican Secretary of Foreign Relations, Luis Videgaray, returned from Washington this month with word that the Trump administration would be receptive to a visit. So they were like, you know, hey, you know, why don't you come hang?
Yeah, come hang out.
But they said, ultimately, the volatility of Trump and, quote, lack of certainty about his commitments and actions led the Mexican officials to postpone the meeting. So they're like, well, maybe we'll do it later.
Right. I don't know why anybody would want to meet with him. I mean, nothing good could come of it. He's a fucking racist, weirdo, fascist.
Says here, LA Times, the major sticking point to a White House visit is the possibility that the Mexican president could end up looking bad or be humiliated should the unpredictable Trump renew his insistence that Mexican pay for the plan to build the wall. You know, he would do that. They'd be at a press conference somewhere and he'd be like, you know,
right.
I really do think that they're going to end up that they should pay for the wall. And then now you're humiliating the president of another country.
Yeah, I mean, nobody wants to be put in that fucking situation.
The Mexican media wrote, the theme is the same that they've clashed publicly about on other occasions, the border wall.
Right.
They were trying to figure out a way to stage manage the visit, it says, in such a way as to avoid awkward moments for the Mexican president. Isn't this great? They got a... It's like they're going to North Korea.
It's Mexico.
Or they're going to Cuba or something, and they have to be careful of what they say around these people and how they say it.
Yeah, and it's Mexico. I mean, I don't know. Do you remember a lot of Mexican headlines about Mexico with Barack Hussein Obama?
No.
I don't. Damn it, man. I got to make a call for my boss right now.
Ryan has to make a call for his boss right now.
I'm sorry.
Peña Nieto is pretty formal from what they've said, that he's, big on protocol and really just a kind of a formal dude, and to be thrown into a cage match with Trump, who is not going to be formal and not civil, that the president of Mexico just didn't want to do that shit. He rarely gives news conferences. And they say he's most comfortable in heavily choreographed political events. And they're worried that in Mexico, his peeps are worried that if he comes across as being bullied by our fucking asshole moron in chief, that going back, it could help him. It could hurt him. I mean, in Mexico, that the people there will, perceive him as weak. Why couldn't he stand up to this lunatic? So they just decided to cancel the whole thing, they said. It says the polls have shown that Peña Nieto's Institutional Revolutionary Party, that sounds a little on the creepy side, but translation, Institutional Revolutionary Party is off to a slow start before the next elections in July. So that's one of the reasons, also political. They don't want Peña Nieto to come off as possibly a weak weenie in front of Donald J. Trump. Isn't that great? Where we've got to have leaders of other countries not only try to walk on eggshells and hope that they're not going to get humiliated by this fucking asshole that we have, but that they also can't be perceived as being bullied by him, that the president of the United States of America is a big fucking asshole bully, and they've got to come across as strong. It's probably the same thing as when people go to fucking Russia. They've got to make sure they've got to stand up to Putin. Remember, there's a great picture of Obama. See, speaking of standing up to Putin, this guy, will never do it because he's firmly attached to one of Putin's nipples. But there's that famous picture of Obama shaking hands with Putin, who is much shorter than Obama. And Obama is just staring that little fucker down and has a not good look on his face. That would never happen with the current little baby man fuckwad that we have in the White House.
I walked into a good part of the conversation. Maybe
I was
maybe
just
fuckwad.
Saying about standing up to Putin, and there's that picture of Obama shaking hands with Putin and staring that little short fucker down.
That's right.
And that would never happen with Trump. Trump would be lower because he'd be curtsying.
But wait.
In the shot.
Right. That'd make sense because Trump is supposed to, a guy's dressed in body armor shooting off an AR-15. Trump, bone spurs and all, is supposed to go rushing in there.
Because
like Lawrence Taylor.
Peña Nieto's politically also doesn't want to be seen as weak going back to his country.
Right.
If he just is bullied by Trump, or if he even lets Trump humiliate him.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got to look strong for his people. And I was opining how sad that is, that look at what this country has become and how everyone has to have a plan with dealing with our insecure little shitbag, bully, racist, xenophobe, megalomaniac, narcissist fuckwad of a president.
Yeah, it is real sad. And you just think about like how excited people were to meet Obama in Germany, in Europe, and everything.
The French, brilliant. Invite him for Bastille Day. Make him think you threw a giant military parade in his honor.
He doesn't understand anything. You know, this motherfucker, I read some article. He's going to California next week or sometime to go look at wall mock-ups or prototypes. And then they said he's going to make a side trip for a fundraiser dinner to Los Angeles. They hate him there.
Oh, good luck with that one.
Good God.
He's really going to L.A.?
I swear to God, I read it twice.
Because he's avoided it for just because of that reason. Because
no one
it's like England. Yeah, it's like he doesn't want to go to England. You got to guarantee me that they're going to be nice to me there. If you think that's going to happen in L.A., pinche Joto. Well, Joto's not nice. Yeah, it means kind of the F word.
Pinche Joto, like fuck?
No.
Oh, okay.
Homosexuals. Oh. That's not a good one.
God, Mexico, get rid of these slurs, and we'll get rid of ours.
Hijo de puta.
Yeah, you puta. I don't know what that is. Puta is ass, right?
Remember, that was used very frequently in when we were watching that movie about the cartels.
Eastbound and Down.
No, cartel. No. With the guy inside in Colombia who was the drug lord in Colombia that was
Three Amigos. No, it was
anyway. We'll figure it out.
Whatever. It's a noun.
There's other stuff going on in the news besides the fact that we're still in international embarrassment. I've got a story here as soon as it opens. Rick Santorum, you may have heard of him. You may remember him.
The frothy mixture of something.
The frothy mixture of lube and fecal matter that is generally the result of anal sex.
Rachel Maddow said that on her show. Do you remember?
Oh, I don't remember.
She read it out loud because it's a story, you know, because if you used to be when you Googled Santorum, that would be the first thing that would come up.
That was one of the most brilliant uses of search engine optimization skills was when Santorum was running for president that year and they managed to make the top results. The top result, if you searched for Santorum, was a link to that site, which described Santorum as the fecal matter. And that's Savage, right? Dan Savage did that.
Oh, hell yeah. From The Reader, right? The guy
in Chicago, The Reader. Was,
those columns.
Savage Love. He's a sex advice kind of guy.
Right. Don't get him mixed up with Michael Savage. Those are two different people.
Who, it was right after Santorum had equated Pablo Escobar, Jeff. Thank you. Your brother ringing in. Thanks for listening. Santorum had linked, equated.
Yes.
Homosexuality with bestiality.
Right.
And Dan Savage was like, let's redefine his last name, shall we?
Oh yes. Bestiality.
And then he really Santorum lost his mind. He didn't like that at all. Because I think still if you Google it, it might not be number one anymore.
Yeah, but still, it's up there, dude.
It's still up there. And in many circles, it's the word now.
Right.
Yeah, like, you Santorum. Know, goddamn, I had to wipe up all the Santorum after last night's butt fest.
Get out the Flobee.
He was on Rick
Buttfest.
Rick Santorum.
We had a butt fest here last night.
Was on
some paper towels and shit
on the CNN
Scotch Guard.
Rick Santorum was on the CNN.
Yes,
and
gross
was talking about. They were talking about gun control.
Right. Don't get that Santorum and Wolf Blitzer's beard.
And here he is. Get this to play from the CNN.
Yeah.
Okay, that's too long. I thought it was a clip, but it's 7 minutes long. We're not going to do that. We're going to read it then. Basically, Rick Santorum is blaming mass shootings on single mothers.
Oh, okay. That makes a lot of sense, Santorum.
He said, gun control is a debate we need to have, but another debate we need to have is something that's also common in these shootings.
Yes.
The fact that these kids come from broken homes without dads.
What the fuck?
That's not something we're talking about, and that is the commonality. We want to talk about things we can work together on. How about working together to try to see what we can do to get more dads involved?
Hey, Rick Santorum, let's talk about the fact that when you ran for president last time, you were seated at the child's table in the goddamn presidential debate. Or am I misremembering that?
Well, and Cruz,
yes,
the most recent mass school shooting dude,
yes,
didn't have a dad, yeah, because he died. It's not like the dad is some lazy guy who left the family. His father died.
Do you know how fucked up it is to not attribute the gun to this mass shooting, but instead blame mothers trying to raise children on their own? And right. By the way, I'm sure there are lots of single mothers that do a good fucking job of that.
I think there are a couple kids that only have a mother that haven't shot people.
Oh, okay.
Don't you?
Is it true that everyone with just one mom, everybody with one mom at one time or other, take an AR-15 into a school and kill a bunch of fucking people?
Yeah, apparently it's rampant.
You fucking Republican dickheads. It's everything but the guns with you guys.
Both Columbine students came from two parent households, by the way, just to let you know. And there's probably some other ones out there that we could list, but I don't have them in front of me.
It's fucked up.
And they point out here at Patheos, if Santorum's concern is someone coming from a broken home, you think he'd get behind same-sex parents who want to adopt children?
Oh,
then.
Yeah. What about that?
Or make free contraception widely available. I'm all for that. I've told you, I think helicopters should fly over and just rain condoms and morning after pills down on the planet.
Right. I'm just thinking what it would mean for marine life if a bunch of morning after pills were getting washed into the bay.
Okay, then just the condoms.
Right. Well, then we've got a bunch of condoms stuck in the blowhole of a bottlenose porpoise.
Well, then we need biodegradable condoms.
Everybody's getting AIDS. Sorry. You got to save the animals. God, so wait.
I saw recently again they're testing a new male pill.
A male birth control pill?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What is it? What does it do?
You take it and you the swimmers don't swim in your load.
The cum stopper.
No, that still happens.
Oh, okay.
It's just that the little guys ain't swimming.
Sad.
But it's
crazy what you just said, though, because if Rick Santorum thinks that we have mass shootings because of single parent households, then why not allow gay people to adopt? Because then in his stupid fucked up mind, that would prevent mass shootings. But does he think gay marriage is worse than mass shootings?
The
Republicans are confusing.
He thinks they should legislate against gay marriage, but not legislate against putting AR-15s in the hands of mentally ill people.
See, progressives aren't as confusing as the Republicans. The progressives are for inclusivity.
Right.
And the Republicans aren't. I mean, sometimes they're for Nazis and sometimes they're kind
of not. They're inclusive of all white Christians.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
That are straight.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Head over to Amazon, everyone, if you want to help us out here.
Yay!
And buy the new awesome book.
Right.
That is out. Some memoirs.
Oh, wee-wee. A memoir.
With a foreword by Mike Huckabee.
Oh, my God. Blah. Blah. Blah.
You can go and buy yourself Under God's Authority, The Kim Davis Story.
When do I start jacking off? Good fucking God. Who's going to read that? Is it written by Kim fucking Davis?
Let's remind everyone that she's on her fourth marriage. The sanctity of marriage, Kim Davis.
Yay.
Two men can't get married. Two lesbians can't get married. But I'm on number four. The Lord loves when I get married.
Fuck you, boy.
Liberty fucking Council announced the news. You know, those evil, that evil Christian law firm that goes out and represents these assholes.
It's
swooped down like the Christo vultures they are and picked up any sniff of persecution.
Eat my dick.
Alleged persecution, I should say. It's seldom real. Yeah. And if there's real Christian persecution, I'm all for that shit going away, too.
But there's not here.
Correct.
The Christians do the persecuting right. her and the prosecuting.
From the Liberty Council, this true story goes behind the scenes to reveal how God gave this unlikely candidate a platform to defend marriage Ooh. And religious freedom.
God did it? God gave her a platform?
In this amazing narrative of redemption and courage, Davis details her personal experience from the moment Kentucky's governor ordered the state's county clerks to issue same-sex marriage licenses throughout her arrest God. And release from jail.
How dramatic could it possibly have been? Here's an email from the governor. Issue same-sex marriage license. That's the email. You're supposed to do it. She says she's not going to. They call her and tell her to do it. She says she's not going to. Then she ends up in jail.
Then I think she sues, and a right? judge told her to do it. And so she was jailed for contempt of court.
Right.
And she could have said, they even gave her a chance to say, look, all right, you don't have to sign them. Let one of your clerks sign it.
Yeah.
Or let one of your clerks hand them out. Okay, fine. And she was like, no.
Ugh.
They've still got my name on them as Which the official county clerk.
Yeah, but even that is kind of bullshit. I mean, she should just do her fucking job anyway. And if she doesn't want to, if she wants to be a fucking bigot, I don't know, go do it somewhere else.
Right. And this is a civil process. We don't care fuck all about your Jesus magic, what that has to say, or your book. This is a civil process.
Right. And Kim Davis, your Jesus magic, it's not. It doesn't do anything. I'm sorry.
And no one's forcing churches to recognize same-sex marriage. No one is proposing that. This is 100% a civil thing.
Is it true, since marriage equality, they now the state requires now that every straight male find a big fat dick to suck? Is that true?
Not yet. Apparently that's what they're hoping for. Ooh. I mean, worried about.
Oh, yes.
Because,
Please.
You know, the loudest anti.
Right.
Anti-gay ones are usually the ones that get caught toe-tapping in a fucking airport bathroom.
God, anybody that could get blown in an airport bathroom. I mean, God, those places are horrible.
Well, how does that work? I mean, do you then.
Oh, let me take out my.
Join
dick.
Him in his stall? Because I don't think there's a lot of glory holes at. Unless you. What do you slide the toilet paper dispenser aside and put it through?
The first thing you do is you check to make sure your flight's on time.
You put it under?
Well,
you kneel down
listen,
and
you don't want to be getting your dick sucked while the gate's closing and you miss your flight. You know, that's a hard thing to
Depends
explain.
On how long it's been, maybe.
Why weren't you at the gate?
You can catch the next flight.
I was mouth fucking this guy.
And let's not forget that. Mr. David Ermold is his name, is also running to defeat Christo bigot fuck Kim Davis.
Dave, hey, you got my vote. Can I vote for this
and
guy?
And he is no. And he is one. You could donate money to his race, though. Look him up. He is one of the people running for the position of Rowan County, Kentucky clerk.
Fuck you.
And he also happens to be one of the people to whom Kim fucking Davis denied giving a marriage license to when she was fucking ordered to.
And now he's going to take your job,
that
you
would
fucking
be
lunatic.
The best. That would be the best if this guy, I think there's a few people running, but if this guy, there's four Democrats running. So there's I don't know if there's going to be a primary or if they do a jungle primary. I don't know how it works there. But,
I don't know.
Those jungle primaries is what we need, by the way.
What is that? We're all in the woods.
Where instead of having a Democrat primary and a Republican primary, and the two winners face off against each other, it's everybody goes into one ballot, and the top two vote getters, if one person wins 50% of the vote, they win.
Oh, shit.
More than 50%. Or if... In some cases, but or if the top two can be, it could be Democrat,
right?
It could be Republican, it could be anything. It's the top vote getters, not forcing us into a binary Republican or Democratic choice.
Yeah, what the fuck? That's crazy.
And so we like those. Those should be everywhere.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, go look up Mr. Ermold, E-R-M-O-L-D, Ermold.
Who
David
does
Ermold.
The audiobook for Kim Davis's novel or whatever the fuck she wrote?
I don't know.
Ian McKellen.
Probably her.
Oh, right. Oh, God. Who? The thing is, nobody's going to... Let's fast forward 2 years later when you see her stupid book in a bin at like fucking Walmart or Target for like 75 fucking cents. Right. Nobody's going to buy this fucking thing, Kim. Your fans aren't big readers. No offense, bigots.
Piles at the thrift stores.
Yeah, that's the thing. These right-wing nut jobs write these books. Who reads them? Who fucking reads their fucking books?
Don't be some. She's a hero.
People will buy her book, but nobody's going to read it. And all the people that buy her book, the percentage of people that make it to the last fucking horrendous page of that piece of shit. Like 5.
We've got a couple of holdover stories from Faithless Friday.
Faithless Friday.
The there is... Oh, well, yeah, okay, we'll do this one. Well, this isn't even Faithless Friday. This isn't even religiously... religious insanity.
Yes.
This Jerome Corsi, this ancient lunatic that has a show on InfoWars.
Yes.
This is the guy who's now spending apparently all day eagerly anticipating and waiting with his pinky up his asshole for a QAnon posting,
right,
on 8chan.
Oh, yeah. He's got a cramp in that pinky, by the way.
It's like a 70-year-old man,
yes,
trolling 8chan. I'm sure just, right, accidentally, incidentally catching some kiddie porn flying,
oh, yes,
by.
Let's get a look at your browsing history, dickhead.
On the 8chan. But he's really like gone full QAnon now. QAnon, for those listeners, thanks for listening, by the way.
Oh, right. Thank
for those
you.
That don't know, is that batshit lunatic conspiracy theory that there's this poster on 8chan, which is,
yes,
a crazy posting board out there where really seriously heinous shit flies by, totally unpoliced. And it's QAnon, Q capital A-N-O-N, is this person.
Yes.
Could be a bunch of people, because on the chans, you don't even assume an identity.
Right.
You don't even have like a screen name when you post. You could,
yes,
just post as anything. But they say the lunatics think it's someone really high up in the administration. Or a lot of them think it's fucking Trump himself, who is sending coded messages to all of them to reassure them that Robert Mueller's investigation,
yes,
and all that stuff is not against him, but is secretly going after to rip the black fingers of Obama's deep,
ooh,
state out of the government.
Ooh.
Hillary's going to jail. Obama's going,
lock
to jail.
Up.
Eric Holder's,
Kenyon,
going to jail. Lynch is going to jail.
Lucky.
They seriously believe that this is going to happen.
Trump is not sending coded messages.
Trump.
Do you think he is?
No.
Coded. Know anything.
Coded. He can't even spell English words.
How's he going to type? I don't even know how he tweets with his hands. It's so greasy. Imagine sitting around eating McDonald's without the protection of a bun. It's crazy.
And sticky from Putin cum.
Oh, yes. Everyone is there at the White House.
So over the weekend, Jerome Corsi, referred to here at Right Wing Watch, by the way,
yes,
go support Right Wing Watch, by the way.
Fuck,
they're,
yeah,
they do good things, and they're non for profit. Rightwingwatch.org, part of the People for the American Way.
Right.
And they keep an eye and shine the light on all these fucking vampire lunatics.
Yeah,
that are
they
out there.
Shame these dicks.
So Jerome Corsi, they say, crackpot conspiracy theorist.
Yes.
Who works as, in quotes, a journalist.
All right.
Journalist for InfoWars.
Yes. Interesting.
Jerome Corsi, the last time we talked about him, he was, remember, Hannity had his Twitter account taken down for a couple hours,
right,
inexplicably. And
necklace.
He claimed that, Corsi claimed
that Hannity was sending out coded messages before that. Well, this one is, this is batshit.
Okay.
This sounds like something some, you know, asshole, crazy person on the left would come up with.
Oh, yes.
Because
is Corsi the English guy?
No. That's Paul Joseph Watson.
Oh, right.
He's a younger guy who's British. Corsi, I think Corsi might be the pedophile camps on Mars guy, though. He may not be. I'll have to look that one up. So here is Jerome Corsi. He's on a show over the weekend called, who is he with? Lionel Nation,
I am.
I don't know.
What the fuck is that?
If Lionel is the name of the guy, it's a show called... It's a show called Lionel Nation.
Right.
Whatever that means.
Everything's bizarre on the right, man. It's all fucked up.
There's a story it links to here that the last time he was on Lionel Nation, he suggested that Representative Adam Schiff is being blackmailed over involvement of pedophilia.
Oh, yes. By the way, that's Robert David Steele with the Mars guy.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Crab diving fact check.
regarding that, I mean, you know.
We'd like to know who
is that. Who it is?
Who
is that...
thinks there's shipments of kids to Mars?
Damn. There's also a child sex trafficking operation on the secret planet, 33 million miles away from Earth.
They are so obsessed with this.
We actually believe that there is a colony on Mars that is populated by children who were kidnapped and sent into space on a 20-year ride.
And even Alex Jones, though he didn't outwardly say, you're out of your mind. By the way, it does not take 20 years to get to Mars, just BT dubs.
So once they get to Mars, they have no alternative but to be slaves on Mars.
Because they grew hair in places and the pedophiles up on Mars don't want him anymore.
But Alex Jones, you're right. He wasn't like, oh, that's stupid. That's ridiculous.
He's like, you got to be fucking kidding me. You're nuts. That didn't happen.
Well, you never know.
Alex Jones is like, well, no, okay. Well, you know, there are. He really tap danced around that one.
Good
that
God.
Was too crazy, even for Alex Jones.
Right.
So here's Jerome Corsi from InfoWars.
Fuck you.
Who is on this ridiculous TV radio, Lionel Nation, talking about Antonin Scalia.
Yes.
You may remember him, former SCOTUS.
SCOTUS?
Who passed away while he was out at some hunting ranch.
Yeah.
Belongs to some weird hunting group where they all dress up in robes and shit.
Weird
stuff going on.
Eyes wide
Here's
shut.
Here's Jerome Corsi. But that kind of stuff helps people like this.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you're in some stupid club and they wear robes.
Was he in the Illuminati? Is that what that was?
Can I ask you, why am I hearing Justice Scalia's name now all of a sudden popping up? I don't even know enough about this, but... Is this what surfaced
in the last week? And again, this is another one that is going to be disturbing for many people. But their evidence surfaced, and again, I'm not going to say it's true; it's not proven, but evidence surfaced. First of all, QAnon has been.
So these are QAnon.
QAnon.
So these people. How is this journalism? Usually, you wait until you have confirmed things. These people are like, well, evidence has surfaced. Evidence to him is some shitbag posted something on 8chan.
Yeah. A guy pretending to be QAnon put out some kiddie porn and then a message about Trump.
So there's evidence that has... No, I'm not saying it's true. But evidence has surfaced.
Right. This guy's got a crazy idea. Evidence.
It's not proven, but evidence surfaced. First of all, QAnon has been saying Scalia was killed. But said from the beginning he was murdered. This has been a theme from QAnon for months.
There was a pillow on his head, and he's in some Illuminati hunting lodge with no autopsy that was on the phone. A little fishy.
He was in a, you know, he's in an Illuminati hunting lodge.
Who the fuck? Is that Joe Pesci?
This is Lionel Nation, whatever that is.
Fucking God.
I don't know if that's the guy's name
a hunt lodge with a pillow on his face.
Michael William LeBron
popularly known as Lionel, is an internationally syndicated American radio and television personality.
Listen to that name. Michael William LeBron. God, dude.
He's got an Emmy.
Oh, fuck. Are you kidding me?
What's he have an Emmy for?
Oh, being a nut.
Yeah, you know, he was at that Illuminati hunting lodge.
Oh, my God.
With a pillow on his head, his bare-assed up in the air.
Why is everyone crazy?
Well, not everyone.
Damn.
But, you know, the crazy ones these days tend to be right-wingers.
Yeah.
Conspiracy theorist loons.
The bar. Let's say the bar is low on InfoWars, man. It's like.
There is one?
Oh, right. Well.
And he's in some Illuminati hunting lodge with no autopsy that was done on the phone. A little fishy.
So the story is, this is the pedophilia ranch. A boy ranch for elite to go on these so-called hunting trips.
So now they're saying that Scalia.
Oh, my God. He was on the
pedophilia
ranch?
Was going
ranch?
To the pedophilia ranch.
Is that true? Kate, confirm
well,
that.
Well, there's evidence, Ryan.
Get a hold of our sources. I want to find out about this fucking.
I want to hear this guy again, though.
Lodge with no autopsy.
With no autopsy.
A little fishy.
So the story is, this is the pedophilia ranch. A boy ranch for elite to go.
By the way, pedophiles can go after girls, too, but of course.
Not at the ranch, though, dude.
No, well, no.
The boy ranch, please.
None of that going on.
Don't be gauche.
Boy ranch for elite to go on these so-called hunting trips and have sex with young children, like young boys. And the story is being circulated, and with some, again, evidence that can't be dismissed out of hand, that has to be investigated.
What evidence?
Yeah.
What evidence?
I don't know.
Evidence that can't be dismissed out of hand, that has to be investigated, that there was an incident with a 13-year-old boy, the story is, and it will mean that Scalia was involved in pedophilia, and it didn't go well.
If the kid
cut his throat and killed him.
Listen, even
holy shit.
Even Lionel's like, if it happened, we're not sure.
they think Scalia was fucking some 13-year-old boy who got pissed and slit his throat.
So are you telling me that there's an elite group of children who have infiltrated a pedophilia ring who are going after these guys?
No, I think this one just got pissed. I don't think there's like a group of
how do you know?
Victim assassins. He's just saying,
oh, okay.
Who else is he talking about?
My theory is very exciting, though. Could you imagine?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Gosh.
They should hire some, like in LA when they're casting and they're like 18 to look younger.
You better be careful.
Yeah.
Fucking slit your throat.
Because a lot of times, you know, there's all kinds of rules and shit for how many hours a under 18 can work. And you got to have if it's certain hours, you got to have a fucking teacher there. And
but now we've got new rules.
So a lot of times you'll see casting, it'll say 18 to look younger.
Welcome to the pedophilia ranch.
The pedophilia. And it didn't go well.
If the kid
cut his throat and killed him, and was then disposed in a bad sex incident, we don't have proof of this. We're not saying it's.
Does that mean the quality? The kid was upset about the quality of the incident, or
hey, just once. I know we're this is InfoWars, right? We're at Looneyville, USA.
Sure.
Can I just share? I almost want to say there. If who was Alito? Who are they talking about?
Scalia.
God damn it. If Scalia was with a child having sex, that's not even sex. It's rape. There is no bad sex you can have if you're an adult with
it's
a kid.
It's not sex.
There's only rape.
Right.
The kid can't consent.
Right.
Okay? I mean, this. Do you think this happened?
No.
Then disposed in a bad sex incident. Which explains.
I think there's these groups that are these older groups that do have these stupid robes and they have these ceremonies and it's just
yeah
dumb people playing cosplaying
yes
and whatever.
I mean, the way...
I think these guys go off hunting. They get away from their families for a while. I don't think they're playing pass around the young boy.
Just so I'm clear, Jerome Corsi sounds like this, right? Mm-hmm. Jerome, hey, Jerome, good job on saying pedophilia. I mean, I've never heard that word roll off someone's tongue.
Pedophilia.
Easier.
Oh, yeah, it's pedophilia. Rash.
Was then disposed in a bad sex incident, which explains, which is, you know, again, okay, now... Not, we don't have proof of this. We're not saying it's true.
Oh, God.
Listen to how...
Damn, you guys suck.
Okay, now you've just disqualified yourself.
I can't... I mean, it's nuts. I mean, all I know is now I'm picturing this... I don't know. It's... Again, who's the judge that had sex with a child and was killed, that raped the kid and then got killed?
Scalia.
I always get Alito and Scalia mixed up. I mean, this child assassin laying in wait, waiting for Scalia to make his move. He's in these special ceremonial robes. Scalia tries to rape the child.
With Velcro in the back for easy access.
Yeah. This kid pulls out, I don't know, you think it was a garrote or was it like a machete or how did he fuck him up?
Slit his throat, so it's not a garrote.
I mean, but wait, I mean, I'm rooting for that. I mean, if Scalia really did try to rape this kid and the kid killed him, well, I'm rooting for that kid.
Oh, sure.
Absolutely.
And was then disposed in a bad sex incident, which explains, which is, you know, again, okay, now, not we don't have proof of this. We're not saying it's true. We're not saying this is how it happened, but if you're investigating, you got to answer certain questions again that don't fit together.
But where? Yeah, show us. Tell us that evidence. What doesn't fit together? Some fuckwad posting on 8chan in between actual pedophilia pictures, you know, that are going by.
Pedophilia ranch is my favorite dressing.
God. No hair inside.
Hey, is this our last story, or are we going to talk about this?
No, I should have saved it for last.
You got to tell me when to shut the fuck up about this. Because, like, this is... Where does the ranch... there's a whole ranch? So there's, like, kids running around, like, herds of cattle, and then you...
Maybe it's like Lord of the Flies, and when they say hunt, it's like in air quotes. You dart them.
And then drag them back to the barn? Good God. These people.
And then when you're done with them, you put them on a ship to Mars.
Hey, Jerome, is this something you want? I it just sounds like something you want. Because I'm against pedophilia. I think it's horrible. Most people think that. But
I would hope so. Yeah.
I'm not saying, I mean, it's not, I don't, it sounds like he hopes this is the case. It sounds like he hopes there is actually a ranch filled with children for pedophiles. Now, I don't hope that. You're fucked up. This guy's fucked up.
Yeah.
How do you think of this? No, he said he heard it.
Well, he's on 8chan all day listening to QAnon.
Hey, get off 8chan. Just get off. I've never even been there. I've never been to 4chan. I've never been to 8chan. I've never been to 6chan. Any of the chans. I don't go there.
Heinous. But this is, you know, what's going on with InfoWars. Now, InfoWars, is in trubs.
Right.
A little bit. They got, strike one on YouTube.
No.
YouTube has a new three strikes, you're out policy. They strike one he got for a video that was titled, was a kid named David Hogg. Is that his name? The student activist?
Absolutely.
David Hogg forgets his lines on live TV. What?
I say kick him off already.
It was them suggesting, this InfoWars bullshit video suggesting that the kid's a crisis actor. And this is where Alex was, we played the clip last week. Go to crabdiving.com. Go to iTunes. We're back on fucking iTunes. And
that's
Stitcher,
right.
All your favorite apps.
Does Alex Jones have kids? I mean, we know he has kids. Yeah. What if this was your kid, dickhead, and somebody was suggesting that what your kid went through was fake and your kid's a crisis actor? You'd throw a chair.
My kid would have killed him.
Oh, absolutely. Your kid in Trump's tiny little fucking hands.
But last week, remember Alex Jones was doing the, you know, we're not saying that that's what happened. Because remember he said, I really think there was like real killings. Like this time, not like Sandy Hook, but I really think this time he's trying to walk back that Sandy Hook shit from earlier, too. He's trying to say
impossible.
That they accused him of saying it was totally a false flag and everything. Go back to the videos of you saying new breaking evidence. That's false flag. Crisis actors. Look at looped video. It's everything.
Oh, my God. But Alex, his fucked up thing with the crisis actor thing that he's trying to float now is that there are crisis actors planted in different schools and different settings, you know, in the event in case there is a mass shooting. Then they have their script. To follow.
They're embedded. Wow.
That's the only. I mean, if he's suggesting that he's saying the event's real, but then David Hogg is a crisis actor. That's the only scenario where that makes sense. And it doesn't make sense, but that's the only. He's a crisis actor that happened to be in a mass shooting.
Bryant. He's not, dickhead. By the way.
Right. Yeah. I mean, he's not.
L. Donald J. Trump. I just saw a thing about Trump. I'm sorry. I kind of said that out loud. I'm on the radio right now.
Right.
Kind of forgot for half a second.
Yeah.
Trending on the Twitter.
Trending on Twitter. I mean, we're very natural and conversational. I've heard from a lot of listeners that when they're listening to the show, they're like, I feel like I'm just talking to my loud, angry, fucked up friends.
Oh, good.
Right, Kate?
The Stacey Dash.
Oh, bleh.
I find it hard not saying
that
her last name begins with a G.
Oh, shit.
You may recall her. She's a woman of color, inexplicably a Fox News contributor who has been suspended even from Fox for some heinous bullshit she said.
Holy shit.
In 2016, she was angry about the Oscars when they were complaining. Remember there was the hashtag Oscars so white because that's all that was nominated at the Oscars were all white people.
That happens at the Tonys too, guys.
She said that was ludicrous. And she also says that she doesn't understand why we need a Black History Month.
Well, I mean, Stacey, okay, let's say you don't. Who cares? Isn't it great that we have one? Well, what's wrong with having a Black History Month? What's the negative? You know what I mean? Even if you don't understand, like, why, so fucking what?
So, the good people over at Media Matters.
Yes.
.org have another good organization that shines a light on. Instead of, their heavy preacher over at Right Wing Watch.
Right.
And conspiracy theorists, these guys go after media.
Oh, okay.
Over at Media Matters. Media Matters is one of the organizations that was instrumental in getting Dildo Riley kicked off.
Oh, shit.
They were investigating those stories and
of
his sexual abuse and everything.
God, that's heinous to think about him beating his wife because, I mean, it's all horrible, but do you know how big that motherfucker is?
He's tall, yeah.
He's huge. He's a big dude. Good God, dude. You drug your wife down the stairs or some fucked up shit like that.
People of color cannot stand Stacey Dash for obvious reasons. She's a lunatic Republican conservative who blames Black people for their own problems, kind
of. Perfect. Great.
Well, now she's filed paperwork to run for Congress in California.
Oh, stop it. That's fucked up.
Over here at Media Matters, it says, as a Fox contributor, Dash made a name for herself with her frequent race-baiting, misogynist, and insensitive rhetoric.
Great. Go write some laws. Perfect.
In 2015, her commentary about then-President Barack Obama was too, quote, inappropriate and unacceptable, even for Fox News. She shit on Obama.
Right.
And they said, oh, that's too far even for us.
Did Fox News, didn't they tolerate some light birtherism even?
She was suspended for 2 weeks. Oh, yeah.
Well, God damn.
She was there for a year after that, and then they didn't renew her contract.
Right. God damn, Stacey. shit.
Let's see. What are some of her lowlights? She said that the Democratic Party is a plantation mentality.
Great. Thank you.
Wow. Saying that...
like soup plantation or just straight up plantation?
That's the mentality that keeps black people on entitlements.
Oh, wow.
In other words, that's why black people are on welfare.
I think it sucks. Entitlements. Don't you hate when they call it that?
Right. Yeah, I hate that. Well, no. People should be entitled.
Absolutely.
I agree. We allowed them to change the definition of it, just like liberal.
Yeah, you're right, man. You're fucking
right. And progressive. They spit out the word liberal now, or leftist. Ugh, leftists.
Yeah, you should swallow the word liberal. It's nice.
She responded in outrage over the lack of people when they... She responded to the outrage over lack of people of color nominated for the Oscars in 2016, saying, quote, "Well, either we want to have segregation or integration," claiming that there's no need for the NAACP or BET awards.
What the fuck?
So she's saying by having the NAACP exist and having the BET awards exist, that that's being segregationist.
But Stacey, I mean, you're rich. You're a rich television personality.
And that, well, I don't think she's that rich. And that there shouldn't be a Black History Month.
Yes.
Because there's not a White History Month, despite the other 11.
The White History Month is called just the world that we live in.
The last couple of thousand years.
Yes. That's been the, I mean, you know, what about slavery? Civil rights? I don't know.
Oh, that's too long.
Does she not think the history of oppression of black people exists in this country? It still exists. There's racism.
No.
I don't know.
She got suspended.
Sad.
Finally, she said the S word on TV.
Good God.
The Kennedy said,
imagine
the former VH1 VJ who is now a Fox pundit.
On Fox you can't say shit.
Correct.
But Hannity can spin some bullshit tale about who's that guy?
Seth Rich?
Yeah, he can say the Seth Rich stuff, but not shit.
They were talking about ISIS or something like that. She goes, Kennedy said, it also goes to show you the administration was really caught off guard. They were completely caught with their pants down over this massacre.
Ooh.
And what I was watching for is, I want to feel better. Actually, I want to feel better about my friends and neighbors. Okay, blah, 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 blah. Harris Faulkner said, we've been tasked with, Stacey, if you see something, say something. But it's also, if you see something, don't say anything offensive. So they're crying now that they can't be anti-Muslim.
Oh my
God. Is what they're crying about. That you've got to be, if you see something, say something, but don't say anything offensive. I saw a guy recently who was thrown off of a plane because a woman heard him speaking Arabic to someone on a cell phone while they were still at the, that's it. He was just speaking Arabic.
Can we be a little bit more cosmopolitan in this country? And a little bit more enlightened?
And
so
fuck
what?
The airline for taking him off of the plane.
Absolutely, that's nuts.
They should have dragged that fucking ninny off of the plane.
Hey, let's not... I just want to remind everybody that most of the terrorists in this country are fucking crazy white dudes with fucking guns.
Right.
What do you think about that? Bam.
Yeah, I don't think Cruz yelled Allahu Akbar when he put on his body armor and grabbed his AR that he bought very easily.
I don't think so.
As an 18-year-old person with a history of mental health issues.
Could you imagine if that's what it was, though, if that mass shooting was like some ISIS sleeper cell? The crazy shit that would be going on right now?
Yeah, there'd be... All the conservatives would be falling down on the ground from loss of semen.
Wait a second. There's some crazy medical facts flying around the studio today. How much semen... can you lose? How many cc's can I afford to lose a day?
So Stacey,
how many tablespoons?
I don't know. There were days that I was probably going for that. The She said, it's ridiculous. Obama's speech was an epic fail. It was like when you have to go to a dinner with your parents, but you have a party to go to afterwards. That's what it felt like. He was just trying to get through it because he just wanted to go to this event afterwards. I did not feel better. I didn't feel any passion from him. Like you said, Andrea, I felt like he could give a shit. Excuse me. Like he could care less. He could care less. And here we have 14 people dead.
Hey, Stacy, no offense, but I feel bad for your parents. They got to sit with your ass through a dinner. Who do you think you are? Do you think you're fun and interesting? Oh, my God, I got to waste time having dinner with my parents.
So that one got her suspended from Even Fox.
God, fuck her. You're rude.
She discussing assault on college campuses in 2015.
Yes.
Stacey Dash suggested that some sexual assaults are the result of, quote, bad girls who like to be naughty.
Wow. Is Stacey Dash is a woman inside Fun Parts? Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying it. I'm making a comment.
Allegedly. I don't know. I haven't been down there.
I mean, that's it. That, well, I mean, it's an insane thing to say if you're a woman, don't you think?
Right. Conservative women, though.
Yeah.
I think she's an opportunist. I mean, I can't imagine a person of color actually having these.
She's a shithead.
These real opinions, except for wanting to rake in the money on Fox. But look at our brown friend who thinks the same shit we do, right. The same horrible racist, xenophobic misogynist.
I mean, she could be this shitty to the core. I mean, I think, you know.
Yeah, true.
I mean,
talking about the gender pay gap, she said that women just need to be better negotiators.
What the fuck, dude? How the fuck Congress couldn't vote for equal pay for women? Our government institution. Right.
The ERA, Equal Rights Amendment, I don't know how that's not a no-brainer. It really, I don't think they could get it to pass now. That's the how progressed we've come.
To me, if you look at that, and that's not a thing, that you have to assume there's just so much sexism in our government. You know, to deny that is crazy. Then why doesn't that pass?
And Stacey Dash, by the way, so you all know, she's very qualified to speak out about all this stuff because she was on Clueless.
The movie or the television show? Oh, the movie. Okay.
She was in Clueless. She was one of the friends.
Right. I don't.
That's her biggest acting job.
I never saw it.
Clueless was.
Was it
bad.
Good?
Yeah.
Was that Alicia Silverstone
yes.
and Ben Affleck?
Wasn't bad. I don't know. Ben Affleck? I don't know. Was it? I just remember Alicia Silverstone. She also urged actresses who were complaining about getting paid equally.
Right.
She said they should be grateful for opportunities to star alongside famous men.
Oh, my God. It's so fucked up.
And the last thing they have here listed at Media Matters of her hit list, the same year, she attributed high divorce rates to women not knowing how to take care of their men.
Oh my God, that's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
Running for Congress for the 44th district in California.
Where is that? Is that in LA or around Hollywood?
Let's look this up. If it is, she's out of her fucking mind.
For you, Stacey.
Yeah, if she thinks she's even remotely, oh, she's crazy. Centered in South Los Angeles and the Los Angeles Harbor region. She's out of her mind.
Yeah, I mean.
It'll never happen.
That's got to be a heavily Democratic area.
Throw your money away, people. If anybody gives money to stupid Stacey Dash, you're flushing it. Because there's no way in hell she's going to. That LA is heavily, heavily blue.
Yeah, that's nuts. Have fun.
Good luck, Stace.
Have fun, dickhead. Jeez.
But, I mean, look what they're running. Look at these people, these garbage people that are running.
She got kicked off of Fox.
That are running for Republican spots.
She got kicked off of Fox. And let's remind everybody what Megyn Kelly said back in the day. She reminded us all that Santa Claus is white and so is Jesus. Suck my dick.
So why, again, you know, the Republicans, even if they don't claim these people officially.
Yes.
Like that Paul Nealon in
Chicago,
in Wisconsin, who is running in the primary against Paul Ryan if he ends up running. But Paul Nealon got kicked off Twitter permanently recently for, I think, something anti-Semitic. But
so how the fuck are you going to have a representative not allowed on Twitter? You got a representative for a fucking government that's been permanently banned on Twitter because he said something so heinous.
Right.
I mean, that's...
Oh, you know what he did was he put up a meme or a picture of making fun of Meghan Markle, who's engaged to Prince Harry. And it was right after they came out with, they call it Cheddar Man. They recreated the bone using a skull from, you know, a thousands and thousands of year old skull.
Right.
Early humans.
Ooh, yes.
That were in Europe. I guess they found some DNA matter and they were able to look at the DNA and say, oh, this guy had dark skin and blue eyes.
Oh, shit.
So they made that sculpture off of the face.
Right.
And it came out, you know, maybe a couple weeks ago, a month ago or so. Early Britons had looked like this and had dark skin. So, of course, the racists lost their minds.
Right.
Because it's an obvious black man with blue eyes that this early human in Britain was. And Paul Nealon shared a picture of Prince Harry, and then he photoshopped Cheddar Man's face over Meghan Markle because she's a woman of color. She's half black,
I thought you were going to say he put it over Prince Harry's face. Over her face?
Yeah.
Dude.
He got booted off of Twitter for that one. But he's running as a Republican. Now, the GOP party is like, well, we don't want him. We're not giving him money. He's not officially, but he's running as a Republican. Why do all these garbage people run as Republicans? Republicans, ooh. What does that tell you about your party?
I don't know. I don't know. They're a bunch of racist dickheads. They're going to have this guy run for, that's nuts, man. My God, he's worse than Paul Ryan.
Even if they disavow him, why is he running for your party?
Why is he attracted to your base?
He's an alt-righter. He's an alt-right candidate. No, I'm not PC. I'm not politically correct.
Trump spent his whole campaign complaining, saying, hey, we don't have time to be PC. We don't have time to be PC? All that means is you're being kind of not minimally nice to people. You're not being a fucking dickhead.
And there was was hashtag free Paul Nealon for a while. They were, all the alt-righters and the racists were real upset, and the Jew haters. Very upset.
Free him from Twitter jail?
First Amendment. They're killing all the conservative voices. Are kicking off of social media.
No, they aren't. That is not true.
Right. They're kicking off the hate-filled extremists off of social media.
Yeah, and when do they kick off Schittler? Because I swear to God, you can't use Twitter to threaten another country with nuclear annihilation. If that doesn't violate your rules of terms, your terms and services agreement, what the fuck does?
This was from the Washington Post a couple weeks ago. Paul Nealon, fringe challenger to House Speaker Paul Ryan, whose anti-Semitic tweets have caused stirs in recent months. So he posted anti-Semitic shit. Drew criticism again after tweeting an image of actress Meghan Markle photoshopped with the face of Cheddar Man, the dark-skinned man believed to be the first modern Briton.
Listen, the thing about, like, we cannot tolerate this anti-Semitic bullshit in our government. People running, it's just dangerous. It's fucking dangerous. The Holocaust was bad. Shit like that. We should be doing everything in our power to steer our society in a direction to ensure that shit like that never happens. And we are not doing that now. You can't have this Cheddar Man dickhead running for office.
Even Breitbart.
Oh, come on.
Criticized Paul Nealon.
What?
For his anti-Semitism.
What? Nice. Why? And are they fucking Nazis?
He says he's not a white supremacist, but he is clearly pro-white. I reject being called a white supremacist because clearly pro-white isn't white supremacy unless pro-Jewish is Jewish supremacy.
Good God, dude.
And yeah, okay, the Republican Party disavowed him, but why do these garbage people feel that that's where their home would be? Why are the racists and the Nazis and the anti-Semites and the xenophobes and the homophobes, why are they all slithering over to the Republican Party?
If Kate's not going to answer, I would like to take this question. Ryan? What is Donald Trump?
Sure.
We've got a big fucking racist fascist in the office.
Exactly.
Listen, everybody's emboldened. Everybody thinks their little shitty beliefs are okay. You can go out and make racist jokes. You can pick on people because of their skin color. You can be homophobic. My God, you can be Islamophobic.
Yeah.
It's the fucking fuck you revolution.
Oh, I guess I guess the spokes orc, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, was out just a little while ago answering questions, you know, for her White House briefing. And Jim Acosta of CNN, who doesn't put up with any shit from them, asked her about the story we did earlier, the headline where Trump was like, I don't know, even if I didn't have a gun, I would have gone in there and saved the kids.
I mean, Trump, you didn't even, at the inauguration, you didn't even, like, you left your wife to walk, you know, do you remember that? He didn't help her out of the car.
Oh, that was after, that was when they went to the White House.
I mean, my point is...
Well, he does it all the time, but yeah.
I mean, my point is, I don't know that that's in your... DNA. I don't know who would rush into a building where bullets are flying, you know?
So here is Jim Acosta from CNN asking the White House press secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, about Trump's comment.
Right.
Saying that, I would have gone in there. I don't know. I would have gone in there even if I didn't have a gun.
From both sides of the aisle later this week. We'll take one last question, Jim.
When the president said earlier today that he would have run into the school, was he suggesting that he could have saved the day?
I think he was just stating that as a leader, he would have stepped in and hopefully been able to help as a number of the individuals that were in the school, the coach and other adults, and even a lot of the students stepped up and helped protect other students. I think the point he was making is that he would have wanted to have played a role.
Bullshit.
That's
he was
he
saying
said.
I would have gone in there and I would have removed my shirt and I would have would have been dazzled by my moobage.
Nipples blazing.
Is he trained in firing a weapon? God,
this is awesome. Guys. This is awesome trolling. Can I just follow up on that? Is he trained in taking out people with automatic weaponry?
He would have wanted to have played a role in that as well.
Can I just follow up on that? Is he trained in firing a weapon? Is he trained in using a handgun or a firearm of some sort?
I don't think that was the point he was making. He was saying that he would be a leader and would want to take a courageous action. And a lot of the individuals that helped protect others that day weren't carrying firearms, which I think shows that.
I mean, does she come back from this in any capacity and have any credibility for the rest of her life?
I mean,
in anything?
Well, I think, listen, how many spots are going to be left on Trump TV if that exists? How many spots are going to be left on Fox News for somebody like her? You know, I mean, Breitbart.
You think we're going to see her on the shows? I'm just saying
there's lots of people in the White House that have propped this shitty president up. And I don't know. I mean, do they even have a place on someplace like Fox News? I mean, can she be on Fox News? Because she's not going to be in government. Right?
I don't know how Fox News survives this. I hope Mueller's investigating them, too, for complicity in treason and obstruction of justice for their disinformation that they put out.
I mean, really, if it comes out that Trump was treasonous and he
when
worked,
it comes out.
Yeah. And that Putin got him elected. Anybody that went out of their way to endorse him. I mean, I'm sorry. You got to look at him a little differently because, I'm thinking in the back of my mind, were they in on it? Did they know? Were they complicit? Did they suspect something? You know, I mean, is Fox News just Russian TV? Are they RT? You know?
Yes. There was a, you know, when he had that meeting with the governors,
right
today. And when he said that, you know, like, I would totally go in there and save the day.
Yes.
Bullets would bounce off of me.
Oh, yes. Like in the Black Panther, you know, like the Black Panther had that costume, that
the vibranium armor, yeah,
and it would absorb. Is that why the if a force hit the Black Panther, his suit would absorb it?
This is a minor spoiler,
right? Oh shit!
Because
I'm sorry,
it's right at the beginning, but the tech, his sister, the head of tech,
right?
The tech genius. Said that she has a new suit that is bulletproof, but it also stores kinetic energy. So when he falls down, or every time he is struck, the suit stores the kinetic energy, and then he can blast it out in a wave of kinetic energy.
Does Trump have a Black Panther suit that he wears around for Melania sometimes?
White
Panther. Sorry, I don't know what I was thinking.
Not black. I went one in white.
I didn't see that.
Here's the rest of Sarah Huckabee.
Individuals that helped protect others that day weren't carrying firearms, which I think shows that you can be helpful in that process without it.
We're worried that if you have a lot of people inside these schools with weapons, that this could turn into a situation like the Wild West. What would you say to parents out there who are worried about faculty members, coaches, administrators packing heat?
That's why we're having this conversation. There are also a lot of parents, and we heard from one of them whose daughter was tragically murdered last week. One of the parents from Parkland who advocated for personnel having guns. So there's a lot of different people on both sides of this issue. That's why we're continuing to have these discussions, and that's why we've opened most of them up so that you guys can see exactly where a number of these people are and see that there are a lot of voices on both sides, and we're doing everything we can to bring those groups together to unify the country and do everything we can to make sure.
It's a Republican elephant, by the way. We're not fat shaming Sarah Huckabee. She looks like she's losing weight, actually.
Well, good for you. It's maddening. It's just so maddening. You know, if you go to facebook.com/crabdiving, earlier today I shared this story from The Onion. It says lifeguards carry sharks to prevent further shark attacks. I mean, an AR-15 killed a shit ton of people at this school, a gun. So what do you want to do to solve this? Fill that school with guns?
Well, yeah.
More guns.
That's what Trump is talking about. And everybody is saying, well, that's probably a bad idea, except for the gun manufacturers who are like,
oh, yes.
I love it.
What happens when some kid reaches in his backpack, a teacher gets nervous, pulls her weapon, shoots a kid to death? And he was just going for his fucking highlighter pen.
I know that.
Yeah, whoops. This is Democratic Governor Jay Inslee from the state of Washington.
Fuck you, boy.
Washington State Governor Jay Inslee.
Ate my dick.
Was in the group of governors. And this is more of a visual. I mean, you can hear it, but I might make this the blog post picture for today.
Okay.
At crabdiving.com, which is
we're back on iTunes, by the way.
Jay Inslee stands up and says, you're gonna hear what he says, but he criticizes basically this idea that we should put armed teachers
in
the middle. While he's talking, you can see our sad little pissy baby man, whiny, little, sad, pathetic little thing.
Fucky.
He crosses his arms in front of him.
Right.
And then he leans his head back and just has unhappy face.
Oh,
he's pouting.
God.
He literally pouts.
God damn.
While this governor dares criticize him.
What the fuck?
Here's what Jay Inslee had to say.
Let me just suggest whatever percentage it is. I heard at one time you might have suggested 20%. Whatever percentage it is, speaking as a grandfather, speaking as a governor of the state of Washington, I have listened to the people who would be affected by that. I've listened to the biology teachers, and they don't want to do that at any percentage. I've listened to the first grade teachers that don't want to be pistol packing first grade teachers. I've listened to law enforcement who have said they
arms crossed after pick after pistol. They don't want to be pistol packing first grade teachers. That's when he crossed his arms and got pissed.
Right.
And now he's doing that Mussolini thing with his head back, with the big frown on his face.
God damn.
He's so unhappy. How dare... Who is this challenging me? Can I have him killed?
Right, you know he's...
Order some polonium from Uncle Nipples.
On Amazon. Crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Yeah. Oh, I gotta reload this. Fuck you. Fuck you, internet.
I went to school. I went to school, and I was in a room, where a classroom with a teacher, and I'm trying to think of a teacher that I've had that would have been great, better armed. Like, it would have been a good... It would have been good.
Well, there's everything wrong with it. There's just everything wrong with it. And study after study, we've talked about them when they've done... Even when gun nuts have done live simulations to try to prove, look, a good guy with a gun would have saved them. Always they die. Right. Everybody dies except the gunman.
And the one teacher... I got to tell you, if you're a teacher... And you want to be strapped, that's the one guy that you don't want to be armed. I'm sorry. Yeah. It's fucked up.
Let me just suggest whatever percentage it is. I heard at one time you might have suggested 20%. Whatever percentage it is, speaking as a grandfather,
right,
speaking as a governor of the state of Washington, I have listened to the people who would be affected by that. I've listened to the biology teachers, and they don't want to do that at any percentage. I've listened to the first grade teachers that don't want to be pistol packing first grade teachers. I've listened to law enforcement who have said they don't want to have to train teachers as law enforcement agencies, which takes about 6 months. Now, I just think this is a circumstance where we need to listen, that educators should educate, and they should not be foisted upon this responsibility of packing heat in first grade classes. Now, I understand you have suggested this, and we suggest things, and sometimes then we listen to people about it. Maybe they don't look so good a little later. So I just suggest we need a little less tweeting here, a little more listening, and let's just take that off the table and move forward. All right,
so
thank you very
then
much.
Yes. It's really funny because then they don't have the ending on here. But Trump is like, okay, thank you very much, but I just want to say that I'm going to go to Governor Greg Abbott.
He goes...
To the most lunatic, one of the more lunatic ones from Texas, get his dick sucked after this horrible man dared confront him. You really got to see, I'm going to put it on our Facebook and on our Twitter, you got to see the body language from Trump. He is such a whiny, fragile, insecure little man. It's nauseating how...
And it's the guy talking...
He acts.
...makes so much sense. This is the only... way to respond.
He even tries to say, you know, I understand we say stuff, and then later on we think that maybe it's not such a great idea.
He's giving you an out, Twitler.
Trump was even like pivoting back and forth. I'm doing it. Nobody can see me, but except you. But he was even like, obviously, I can't wait until this man's done talking because he's not praising me. He's going
pouting.
Against me. Yeah, that's the only word.
Pouting.
All capital letters.
Our president, who has his finger on the nuclear and the Diet Coke button, is pouting.
A mega pout.
It's a mega pout.
From our sad, sad little embarrassment.
He's packing a mega pout.
Of a piece of shit president.
Yeah. Sad.
Over at the HuffPo, before we go.
Yes.
There's a the new headline.
Fuck you.
Wow, this is a great idea.
Yes.
Armed extremist militia group, the Oath Keepers.
Ugh.
According to the Southern Poverty Law Center, quote, one of the largest radical anti-government groups in the United States today.
Lovely.
Is now urging their members to stand guard outside of schools and protect them.
Can we have less guns? Can we just... Motherfucker.
And I will bet you fucking anything.
Yes.
That... Piss baby in chief will be like, I think it's wonderful the heroes, the patriots, want to protect the kids.
The problem is these fucking lunatics are going to see some student of color with a backpack. They're going to fucking, I don't know.
Well, yeah.
You know, these itchy trigger right. finger guys.
There's that. Well, yeah. You think they're going to stop the white kids?
Fuck no. Fuck no.
What's your name? Ahmed. Come here. Let me check that bag.
Pow, pow, pow. Somebody's
shot. He reached into it. I felt threatened.
We have so many gun deaths in this country. Can we please have less guns? You fucking loser dickheads.
Right.
God, fuck you.
It's about that time, ladies and gentlemen, for us to say goodbye here at Crab Diving for another evening. We hope you have We hope you have a wonderful evening.
My brother's going to text me and say I'm going to have a heart attack.
Don't forget, we're all over social medias. Join us, share us, spread us, like us.
Ooh, yes.
Buy shit through our Amazon hole, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little tickle. Doesn't cost you fuck all, just helps us out.
Hello.
And you can buy Kim Davis's new book.
Yeah, buy your fucking piece of shit book. Oh my god!
I don't know if it's on Kindle.
She wrote a book.
Or on Audible. She didn't write shit. Some asshole wrote it, and they put her face on the front. Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Rated R Comedy, his Instagram at Rated R Comedy, or go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Great evening, everybody. Back with more bullshittery tomorrow.
Guns kill people.
Oh, look at my African-American over here. God. Look at him.
Yay.
God damn it. You fucked it up. God damn you.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.